Good morning again. This is Mornings with Ryan and Beth on Kinship Radio. But Beth isn't here. And so, like I often have to do when Beth isn't here, I had to find some reinforcements, someone else to come in and help me play the What Day Is It game. Hello, Corbin.
Hello. I'll be your reinforcement for today.
My reinforcements. This is my my second son. He is 15.
Mm-hmm. Good job. You remember my age.
Just don't ask me to tell you your
Gold
social security
star.
Number because I have too many of those. You are a freshman in high school.
Mm-hmm.
And a bit of a character.
I know not of what you speak.
Of course you don't. But you've played the game before.
That is correct.
Many times. So he's familiar. This is the What Day Is It game. So every day of the year is a holiday or 30. There are so many holidays that we people have created for everything. And today is December 1st, first day of the month of Christmas. And there are holidays today. So I've picked two that are real holidays, and I made a third one up. And you and Corbin, listener, are going to guess which is the fake day. You ready to go with it? You ready to go?
Yeah.
You look really excited.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I'm very excited.
Very excited.
I've never been more excited in my life.
All right. So, first one we have is National Pygmy Goat Day.
Pygmy Goat Day.
Pygmy, are you familiar with?
Small goat.
Yeah, are you familiar with pygmy goats?
Small goat day.
Yep. So, celebrated every year on December 1st, this day honors tiny but mighty stars of the barnyard. They're known for being playful and hopping around, and they're just cute. Pygmy goats, little goats.
The beginning first sentence of the description sounded like it was AI generated, but that's fine.
All right. He's already judging me. And then the second one here is Bifocals at the Monitor Liberation Day.
Fake.
Hey, you know, they aren't
way
all fake.
Way too long.
There's only one fake day, dude.
I know.
So this day
is this one.
It's an annual holiday celebrating December 1st that recognizes the important role that technology has played in improving vision and reducing eye strain. So it's a reminder that people no longer need to wear bifocals when using computer monitors because the monitors are better.
Yeah. So we know that this day is fake. Well, I have to hear the other one for tradition's sake.
Okay. And then the final one here is National Eat a Red Apple Day.
Why do they have to be so specific?
Apart from being important to your health, apples also have the added benefit of being delicious. Today, there's no hard and fast rules about the source of your apple. Have a piece of fruit in juice or as a crisp. And apparently, they need to be red today. Your favorite... red delicious, like the worst tasting apple out there. What?
Who are these crazy people who came up with the real name days and decided that was a good idea?
Well, National Eat a Red Apple Day, maybe. So you still thinking that out of your options, the middle one is the one you don't like?
So it was Small Goat Day.
Yeah, Pygmy Goat Day.
Which was the shortest name.
National
Pygmy Goat Day. That's in its favor.
Okay.
And there was the stupid long name about glasses.
Bifocals at the Monitor Liberation Day.
Mm-hmm, yeah, that one.
And then National Eat a Red Apple Day.
Yeah, and then the one where it was too descriptive on the apples. Like, I know that was one adjective, but like, that's... still too many.
Just a lot of...
Everybody knows what an apple's color is.
Well,
I mean, I guess there's green and yellow apples, but like traditionally, if somebody just says apple, you don't think green apple.
Maybe there's National Eat a Green Apple Day on a different day of the year.
Yeah, but they could have National Eat an Apple Day, National Eat a Green Apple Day, and there would still be no contest.
But anyway, but one of these days is fake. Only one of these days is fake. The other two are real.
Well, you usually give me a second guess. I'm going to go with the two ones that I don't want, that I think are more fake, and we're going to start with bifocals.
You think I made a bifocals at the Monitor Liberation Day?
Yeah.
Good guess, but you didn't get it.
That's a real day, and it sounds so weird and dumb. I mean, someone's probably mad at me for saying that, but yeah, so this is a real day. I don't know who celebrates it. I guess I am happy that monitors are better on your eyes now, but... yeah. So we're back to National Pygmy Goat Day or National Eat a Red Apple Day. One of those is the fake day.
Originally, I was just going to go with red apple, but now I'm kind of between the two.
Okay.
Pygmy. Like, is there a day for every other kind of goat?
I don't know.
Horned goat day.
I mean, maybe we'll have to Google it after, but so
baby goat day.
You seem to be waffling.
Fainting goat day. I mean, now that good day.
Now that's probably a real day. That's a fainting goat. Yeah, that's my best.
So I'm still gonna go with eat a red apple day, even if it's wrong.
You think I made up National Eat a Red Apple Day?
Mm-hmm. Nope. I don't think so.
Sorry, man.
All those days are garbage.
That's a real day, too. So we're left with National Pygmy Goat Day.
The fake one.
Is the fake day today. I think there is actually a Pygmy Goat Day. It's not near today. I was looking up goat days, and that one came across. And so, yeah, National Pygmy Goat Day is not December 1st. But it is Bifocals at the Monitor Liberation Day. Have fun with that. You know what? I think we'll just celebrate the Eat a Red Apple Day.
I prefer Eat a Chocolate Cookie Day.
Well, that's not today, but we'll let you celebrate.
It is today for me.
You celebrate Eating a Red Apple Day and whatever day you want to, bud. Thanks for joining me, Corbin. And thank you for listening to Kinship Radio.